interdependencies over incomplete joint structures of power law networks. So just the content. First, I will introduce you what interdependence modeling are. Then I will talk about dependency and interdependence models. Next, network structures for selected infrastructure types. After that, I will analyze what incomplete joint structures are. Finally, I will conclude my talk. Okay, so to introduce my talk. As we know, society depends on the reliability and security of infrastructure networks like telecommunication, power network, or transportation networks. But these networks, in the past, they were separate systems with minimal interconnection. However, due to the advance of ICT and the necessity of efficient operation of the systems, their interdependence has increased. So, minimal interdependence you can see in smart grid environments like power stations need communication nodes for control, and communication nodes need power for their energy supply. So, but there is a failure, like if there is a failure in one infrastructure or component, it can cascade to other infrastructures. Even it can cascade back to the originating infrastructure. So here we study the structure arising from the incomplete joining of two power law networks, where the dependencies between the network can be described using dependency paths, and cycling arising in the structure can indicate interdependency cycles. Okay, so what's dependency? A dependency is a connection between two infrastructures through which the state of one infrastructure is influenced by another infrastructure. Just unidirectional dependency. But interdependency, it's two-way dependencies, like one infrastructure is dependent on another, the other infrastructure is also dependent on the first one. Just to give you an example of infrastructure interdependencies, here you can see in here this ICT. The ICT is dependent on the electric power network to power its switches, the ICT, and the electric power is dependent on the ICT for control. For example, SCADA communications. SCADA means supervisory control and data acquisition systems. These SCADA systems are used to control or monitor systems in the electric power networks. Even other things, the water, for example, if you see, the water is dependent to power its pump, and the electric power is dependent on water for cooling. So this picture describes what dependency and interdependence are. But there are different types of interdependences. First, physical interdependence, when two infrastructures are physically interconnected if the state of each is dependent on the output of the other. Cyber interdependence. We say cyber interdependence if an infrastructure is dependent or on information that is transmitted using the information infrastructure. Geographic interdependence. This happens if two infrastructures are in the same environment or if there is an event that can affect both infrastructures. Logical. We say logical interdependence if the infrastructures are not dependent on physical, cyber, or geographical. For example, if there is some financial crisis that affects expansion or maintenance of electric power network, we say it's logical. So, modeling interdependences. There are several methods of modeling interdependences, like agent-based models, input-output models, graphical theoretical models, Here we focus on the graphic 2D models. Network is represented as a graph where the nodes represent components of the infrastructure and edges represent the interaction of the infrastructures. We say a path is like just to introduce a path, it's a sequence of distinct vertexes such that each consecutive pairs are joined by an edge. And a cycle is a path that begins and ends on the same vertex. Network structures for selected infrastructures. A number of studies demonstrate the real world networks are power law. Power law structures. Power law is defined like using this equation where pk nodes in the network having k connections follow this k to the power of minus alpha, where alpha is the power law exponent. But most nodes have just the main property of scale free or power law networks. Most nodes have few connections, but few nodes have many connections. And these power law networks are vulnerable to targeted attacks, but resilient to random attacks. And here Li et al. Proposed a formula that estimates the path length distribution of power law networks. Just I am introducing this formula because we will use it later. So to give you graphical example of what power law network, and for comparison, random network. Here in the power law network, if you see the red points or nodes, these are called hubs or nodes which have many connections, few nodes which have many connections, but the others, many nodes with few connections. If you see like this one, it has two connections, one, two, but here many connections. When we move to this random network, the connection is more or less the same. They have similar number of connections. When we see it like graphically, here number of links, this x axis indicates number of links, links, and y indicates number of nodes. Here most of the nodes have similar to the average number of nodes. But moving to this scale-free network, here few nodes, and this is number of links, and this is number of nodes. Many nodes have few links, but few nodes have many links. So, comparing these two network models, we are using power law network to model both the ICT and power law networks, where N1 represents the number of nodes in the ICT network and N2 represents the number of nodes for the power network. Moving to the incomplete joint structure or interdependent network, we represent this incomplete joint structure as bipartite graph where I1 indicates the ICT network, I2 power network, D indicates the dependencies. Just using the definition of bipartite graph, nodes are into disjoint status, like then ICT network nodes in one set and the power nodes in another set. So we interlink these two sets of nodes, and the links are we represent as links inside one infrastructure. It could be ICT or power law are represented as interlink, but we assume incomplete. Why? Because every nodes are not connected, like every node from the ICT network are not connected to every node of the power network. So the interconnection we are assigned using random with probability p. The probability of interconnection is the same. So to interconnect or to assign links from N1, like from ICT to the power network, it's like N1 combination of k is the number of links randomly we can interconnect. This is a binomial representation of the interconnection, and we assumed it's directed graph, so the ordering of the interconnections matters. Here we derived a formula or equation to estimate the path length distribution of the incomplete structure. To calculate that, first we add the ICT connections or intralinks plus interlinks, which is the interconnection between the two networks, plus I2 or the power law interconnections. So here it's the sum of these two. One, this is the path length for the ICT. This, the joining or interlinking paths. This one for the power network. So this is the equation for path length distribution. Okay, cycles in bipartite graph. From the introduction, I mentioned that cycles represent or arising in the joint structure indicate the existence of interdependency. So we adapted an equation from Pedro et al. This one, it represents the degree distribution for the power law, and this is the degree. This, like the number of neighbors, like actually in bipartite graph, we can have connection from different sets. We can't connect the same nodes in one side. For example, in ICT network, we can't have interlink connection at same set. So from the definition of bipartite graph, we can have only even number of cycles. So this one, it's the number of cycles we can have for a given degree. And this is the ordering, because for directed graph, like 1 to 3 is not the same as 3 to 1. And this is the probability of having a connection between common neighbors. So this represents possible cycles that can occur with this different grouping order. Just to summarize my talk, here we have studied structure arising from incomplete joining of two power law networks. We represented the incomplete joint structure as bipartite graph, where the dependency links are assigned randomly. The path length distribution and length of cycles can be used to measure the resilience of the interdependent network by monitoring changes in the system functionality when there is some attack, random attack or targeted attack. The shorter the path length distribution indicates, more the resilience the network is. And the length of the cycles can serve as indicator of vulnerability of overall the network, as it can be indicative of the attack surface of the network. References. Thank you. Any question? Yeah, okay. It's a good question. There is not any connection. we model the ICT and power network as power law network. So how do we interconnect these two networks? Because as I mentioned in the introduction, the power nodes or network needs the ICT to control and monitor, and the ICT network needs the power to power its switch. So how can we model this interconnection? We have two power law networks, ICT and power. How can we link this? So we use this bipartite graph for the interconnection. Why we use bipartite graph? Yeah. It's the dependency. The dependence. When we say dependency, like if we connect some link from the ICT to the power, or from power to the ICT, we are the electricity. I mean, the electric connection is one dependency. So, shall I use some? Okay. Let's say this is V1. Let's say this is ICT power network. These are just number nodes. So this is one node and it needs power. So we don't have any power in this. So we should connect some link from this to here. That's why we can't have dependencies here.
Okay, so the links is power.
Yes.
The
here?
Yeah. Why is there no link there?
There is. There is. But we are saying... yeah. I mean, it's for the we are representing the dependencies as partite graph. The dependency, how to assign power to one node of this ICT. This is some we can say electricity. Electricity, but there is some cable, for example, to. Yeah, the length of the cycle, or. Yeah. When we say that, after we assign this electricity connection to this ICT, there are nodes that can depend on this electricity or on this dependency link. Like, if this is down, there will be nodes that fail in the network. I understand this is just abstract representation, like. Yeah, that's a good question. This is abstract. Like, we are saying it could be, for example, a node, it could be a router, switch, or and for the power, like substation, station, or other things. Just we assume these things as a node, and the connection, like the power or the information, as dependency. So it's very abstract. Yes. Yes. I mean, if you analyze your network and like drive some puzzlings or cycles or interdependent cycles, you can see because you don't like adding interconnection or dependency, it's expensive. It costs. So you compare the risk, like. Do I have, for example, having redundancy, like if you have many connections or dependencies, if one fails, you can use another link. You can use another link if two fails. But this is, it's good to compare the risk of failing some part of the network and. Yes. Yes, anyway, these things, this result can give you. Some picture about the network, how robust the network is, then you can do some analysis based on the result, whether to add some redundancy or other things.
Yes. I mean, you there are results like they that model or try to come up with a model that represents the power network. But this one is a bit general, like we are saying it's power law and the exponent is from 2 to 3. But there is another one, like you can analyze or model a given network with high accuracy using degree seconds, not just you take the number of nodes for a given network and trying to come up with its degree distribution for the specific network, not general, just for all power law networks, but with specific details. This is general way, but I think it varies from a given network to network. For example, for Norway, even if it's power law, just to come up with exact what will be the degree of exponent, like when we say pk approximately like k to the power of minus alpha, to have specific degree distribution, it varies. Even there are some results that say it's exponential or small worded network. So it varies, but mostly it's this one is used for real worded network. Yes. Okay. I don't think they are random, though. Yeah, because random, it's every node have the more or less same or. Yeah, scale free, it's the same, scale free and power law network, anyway. But as you said, the dependency, this one just we took two infrastructures, and it's modeled as power law network. So the dependency, it can be applied to two different sectors. Just abstract point, because it's abstract representation. And for future work, like to study dependencies for multiple infrastructures, for example, water or ICT, electric power, and transportation. That's the plan. Okay. It's a trade-off, like to make it robust, you can have many dependency interlinks, or you can have redundancy. If you have many redundancies, or like it is disjoint, or with some multiple paths, like one in node, this one, it can get from different. As a backup, for example, if this fails, it can work using this one. But it's I think it's expensive to have multiple interlinks. So it's a trade-off. How can you afford to make it more robust? This helps you to understand your network, how robust it is, and what can be done to make it more robust if there is a failure. Yes, for risk, to do some policies. Different countries have their own cyber security strategies, and they consider from country to country they differ what they consider as critical infrastructure. Even they have their definition of critical infrastructure differs. Question? This is just driving some equation, as I said, to give you how long will be the dependency link, and if there is how long will be the dependency link, second the interdependency link, the cycle, like this one is getting power from this, but if there is some connection here, and if this is also connected to this, if this it goes something like this. So this is just some result to calculate or to know the dependency link or the interdependency link. So it's not applied to real networks. So to verify it, I think it's good to analyze some real infrastructure, could be power or ICT, and see how it can help to understand the network.